Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. You don't know how appropriate that rejoin music was, but that will be a part of the theme moving forward.
Okay.
But first, let me clean up or let me help some of the people who help us by listening to the show. First and foremost, everyone knows how I feel about having nice temperatures in the studio, because temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. Trust me. And if you feel the same way, then I know you should know that DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you ask them about the Mitsubishi Mini Split that Steve and Marcus enjoy so much in the Players Club. Make sure you ask them about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, as well as a reminder, Mitsubishi is also offering a $500 rebate on multi-zone systems through June. So remember, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
That's good stuff. And also, when you're nice and you have your temperature just perfect where you want it, and you kick back to watch some sports this weekend, remember DraftKings Sportsbook, because big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262, from Tony Ferguson to Michael Chandler, and there'll be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for you this weekend. 100 to 1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with cash? Just pick the main event fighter that you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-to-1 odds on that fighter. That's right, $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you'll win $100. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't worry. If MMA isn't for you, DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. When you bet on a main card fighter to win, place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Also, before we get 100% knee-deep in the revolutionary football talk for the University of Louisville, one more reminder. Ooh. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Just mention ESPN Louisville, good 7 days a week. Or try the $9 lunch specials. Order online, wingzone.com.
That's like I say all the time, this is one of my favorite days, and that is a great deal. We got a few more things we'll tell you about, but we'll tell you about after the next break.
So here's the thing. Brian Hall came back with a little Georgia, mm-hmm. Georgia, mm-hmm. And that put me in the mood to spike the ball. And here's the thing. It's not really a spike the ball. It's one of those, you ever had a guy arrive on your campus and it's not quite a he's been there before, but you ever see a young guy come on your campus, football, basketball, baseball, and you see a little bit of success, and you kind of look at him and say, No, he's expecting to succeed.
Sure.
Like some freshmen will come in and they'll stumble and make a play and they're running around and their celebrations are all awkward and some guys just come in and they make a play and they got a dance ready. So they knew what they were going to do.
Absolutely.
So they expected it.
I totally agree.
So I don't even I forgot the whole point of that part of the story. I just got excited thinking about it. So that was my way of kind of describing I'm going to spike the ball, but it's like a warm-up spike the ball because I am going to be spiking the ball in our recruiting world.
Okay, let's do it.
So, Steve, quite some months ago, Louisville just made this little hire.
We need to replace the coaches. We need to do this and we need to do that.
And Louisville just under the radar when everybody was – they got no defensive coordinator, or they got no offensive coordinator. What are they gonna do about this? And Coach Brown was just moving up the ladder a little bit, and this little name comes out months and months ago. Louisville's added a guy to the staff.
Yep.
So I said, let me check into this guy. His name was David Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I go, David Cooper. Recruiting. Let me look a little deeper. So I got on 93.9 The Ville.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the midnight show and I said, hey, y'all, I want you to listen to a little bit of the David Cooper. I don't want to say resume, but I want y'all to know what his former, what his former school kind of said about him. And you know, like I said, he wasn't as big. Oh, this is just some guy. He's an assistant recruiter at some place. And oh, man, I don't know who he is, right?
Right, right.
And then I started reading things like, I saw his Twitter presence.
Okay.
And his Twitter presence and his outreach and one of the first things.
Was huge.
Was huge.
Yeah.
Was huge. He was getting credit for being a good follow in the Florida fan base.
Absolutely.
Repeat. A good follow in the Florida fan base.
Absolutely.
So if a Florida fan base is in tune with a assistant recruiting, I don't even know his full employment title.
Right.
But he was obviously involved at the ground floor. And I said, people, you start bringing guys like this who are ground floor. You start reading things like Cooper is responsible for getting Florida started out on a return to Florida level athletes. Yeah. And I do mean Gainesville, chomp chomp, gator bait,
right?
That kind of thing, right? Then you look at his interaction with the class of 2022, 23, 24. You're like, he's in. No, this dude is in here. Both Cooper and Turner have behind hashtag pass rush you, hashtag D block posts, which are used often in recruiting to show how the Gators have developed UF defensive linemen and NFL players. These edits have caught the attention of many targets in Florida pursuing, including, oh, darn it. Sorry, y'all. Well, I screwed that up for YouTubers. Sorry about that. We'll catch you back up in a minute. Okay. These edits have caught the attention of many targets that Florida is pursuing, including IMG Academy's highly rated, I won't pronounce to say his name, but you are getting the point.
Mm-hmm.
Turner and Cooper's work is further proof that the recruiting gap is closing fast between Florida and other top programs in college football. Florida reeled in a top D-line class in 2020 as the pair of Davids have eyes set on repeating the success in the 2021 class.
For YouTube, this is Coach David Cooper that Louisville took from Florida.
And they took him ground level. They took him almost underground before he even got that
right.
That bump up in the Florida program.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw it early and said, he's a ground floor guy. If we can get him out of there, get him for three classes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to spot talent early.
Right.
That's exactly what we did on this one. So the more I read about him, I couldn't wait to get this back
to the fan base. I couldn't wait to pass along. I want to get everybody. You know what? That part I read was more of the macro of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Social media presence, interaction, cool hashtag, ground floor Florida.
Well, and I know people kind of some people may scoff at that just a little bit, but that was the number one thing when he was coming in. The people on your main sites, your rivals, your Cardinal Authorities, your different ones, mm-hmm. they were like, hey man, this dude has a serious presence. Like the players, people love him. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. On the players, recruits and
his,
stuff.
Yeah, his connections are
on
more
social media.
Are more solid. His persistence mm-hmm. was noticed. Mm-hmm. Right. So and again, I didn't get any of this from recruiting sites or anything like that. Like I said, I go to Florida conversations.
Yeah, right.
To their fan base. And even the happy for your success. You remember yesterday, Brian, you remember yesterday we talked about an assistant who's a recruiting guy leaving another school, and you remember how that was handled?
Yes.
Can you remind everybody what we were talking about?
I vaguely remember this.
Vince Merrow.
Do this.
Okay, fair enough. Vince Merrow and his tweets.
Yes.
Of Clink leaving, right?
Yep.
And I look, okay, well, is there any shade going on with Coop leaving Florida? Nah. Dude, mm-hmm. go spread your wings.
Yeah.
Players, coach, go spread your wings. Nah, coach, let's keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to Louisville. Look, keep me. Whoa, Louisville?
Yeah.
Man, I never thought about Louisville, coach. What's up? What's going on up there?
Yeah.
He had enough cachet to make some top kids automatically go, huh, you know what?
Yeah.
I have seen some dogs come out of Louisville recently.
Well, like you said, the comment that was made by Vince Merrow is kind of indicative of the culture at Kentucky. You know, you want to have kind of that camaraderie yep. with your coaching staff. You want to congratulate a guy for yep. moving on to another job instead yep. of kind of taking a jab.
Yeah, listen, the energy from the recruits, the energy from the school, the energy from the fan base was saying, go up there and handle your business at Louisville. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. You know, we know what you do, even if people don't appreciate what you do. Okay, mm-hmm. So fast forward. Marcus warns you. His relationships, if we get him in here for 3 years, if we get his wave, out of his top five, if we can pickpocket two of them.
Which, by the way, I don't want to jump on you here, but like he tweeted out today even, he was like, man, June can't get, or he's like, can it be June today? That's putting that out there. That's the conversations he's having behind the scenes. He's telling these kids, like, God, I cannot wait. Trey Donaldson, I can't wait to get y'all up here, man.
And you must not have read the comments on that. Have you?
No.
Coach Coop, you need to be listening right now. So I'm already ready to reach out to him. Listen, Rocco, I want Coop on the show. Yeah. I want him on the show. You owe me. I don't know if you owe me, but I'm going to act like you owe me one favor.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Coach Coop on the show.
Yeah.
So.
We can make that happen.
I guarantee it. So, yesterday, the fruits of Coop's labor and my chance to spike the ball happened on LSL.
Mmm.
Popeye.
Had a good show last night.
Popeye Williams. Now, you can try to spin this any kind of way you want. Early identification. Cooper's in on him. One visit. Don't make me go bring up that offer list. Do you want to bring up that offer list real quick? For Popeye Williams?
Oh, yeah.
Before I
would love to.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy you a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds.
My pleasure.
For you to get the offer list.
Heavens.
And listen, let's have fun with this one. Your offer list for a 3-star, 6'3", 235-pound defensive end out of Indianapolis, Steve, who just tore it up in a camp. Last weekend or something like that, I can't wait to have fun with this one. Let me listen to that offer sheet real quick, Steve.
It is Louisville, Cincinnati, Nebraska, Purdue, Alabama, Arkansas, Boston College, Bowling Green, Central Michigan, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, Tennessee, Toledo, Virginia Tech, Western Michigan, Wisconsin.
Brian Hall.
That's nice.
You hit that number one clip for me.
You know, they started recruiting me hard in this whole process. They stayed consistent. You know, I went down there on an unofficial visit to, you know, just view the campus, and I really loved it. You know, I did a position meeting with Coach Dennison and Coach Coop, and, you know, they were letting me know where they wanted me to play at, how they would use me. And I also loved the 3-4 defensive scheme, and it fit me perfect. And, you know, in the ACC, they also passed a lot as well, so I was just talking to with my dad, and I was like, this is a perfect move for me, and I just committed.
Bam! Your boy Maben tries to tell you over and over again, listen to me.
Maben, we don't even have a recruiting class.
We only have 10 scholarships.
Yeah.
He's going to be selective. And then, Steve, in years, you know you're only having 10 scholarships and you need to be selective. Guess what you do if you're a smart coach?
I'm listening.
You go get a coach who's in on some Alabama recruit. Some Alabama, Wisconsin, Penn State, Arkansas, Kentucky recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You bring them right in here. You give them a nice title. And you say, help get us the prominence. Did you hear the way he referred to sitting in that position meeting with Dennison and Coop?
Yeah.
And saying, no, we looked at film. He told me how they're going to use me in the defense, exactly where they're going to use me. I said, Dad, this is where I need to be.
I agree.
For starters.
And the biggest thing about Coop and guys like that, to just an extra guy, because Court Dennison does a great job. Pete Nocta does a great job of getting people in here and getting everything set up. They do an amazing job. And all the other guys. I mean, all the coaches do a great job recruiting. He just specifically was talking about them. Let me tell you the difference, though, when I can tag a Coop onto some of these other guys. Louisville got a few guys almost to the finish line and lost them. Coop makes you get through the finish line.
Well, Steve.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a quick joke made somewhere around this place. I won't repeat where. I'll just act like I don't know where the first conversation is. Oh, Alabama. Will Louisville get them to the finish line? Right?
Okay.
Naturally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because instead of congratulating Louisville and Coop and everybody, instead of just saying, damn, that's a really big get at a position of need for the University of Louisville. That's an awesome job, awesome get. Instead of just spending some time learning about how big of a get this is, the only spin in the spin cycle is to say, well, let me find a problem. Let me find a problem for this solution. Because when I saw defensive end commit 6'3", you know, fast rising, again, offer sheet says Bama, Penn State, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Kentucky. When I Minnesota, Cincy, when I see that offer sheet, I say, hey, let's have a party. Let's celebrate the success of this commitment. Because I've seen commitments come out of Tennessee to Kentucky. We have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Get a local guy who may or may not be, you know, as good as he's rated. We had a party.
But it doesn't matter if he's as good as he rated, because what I was told was, I mean, if Alabama wanted him.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So speaking of finish line, the question is asked.
Okay.
And they did a good job of asking this question without it being leading, you know, camps. Because, you know, listen, I don't even care if you raise that question as far as, you know, hey, it's listen, a good recruit, a fast rising recruit is going to get
attempted poaching. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. But that's not – I'm going to compliment and give credit before we start talking about the problems. So speaking of finish line, Brian, hit that number two, please.
You know, people think that just because you go to camps, you're looking for more offers and colleges to notice you. But I go to camps now that I'm committed. I go to camps for reps to get better and to see great competition. And people who was commenting like, oh, you know, he's looking for other colleges to go to. No, I'm 110% committed to Louisville. I'm going to these camps just to get better.
Well,
Brian, can you play that last 10 seconds, please? Is he not even?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
110% committed to Louisville. I'm going to these camps just to get better.
Now, conversely, I heard another commit say, oh, no, I'm going to some other colleges. I'm taking some more visits. No, he made it clear. For those of you who think I might be going to camps to get recruited or be seen by other colleges, I'm 110% committed to Louisville.
He's looking for other colleges to go to. No, I'm 110% committed to Louisville. I'm going to these camps just to get better.
Sound like a kid is lying to you?
Sound pretty solid to me.
It does not sound like, oh, no, I'm definitely going to take other trips to other schools. But, I mean, I'm committed to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what we just heard.
That was LSL, by the way.
That was LSL. Shout out. Yeah, they did a great job. Like I said, their line of questioning was perfect. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And by the way, just so in case people didn't hear the whole thing, you know, you can go to the podcast, go to ESPNLouisville.com.
Yeah, it was a great interview.
In case people know, yes, he does eat spinach. We did get that from the interview.
That was funny.
And he was flexing on his, what are the pictures? Ultrasounds.
Yeah.
He was flexing on the ultrasounds. Mom said he looked like Popeye flexing, i.e. Popeye. Yeah,
that's what you get.
Okay. So after what you just heard.
Yeah.
And after my 90 days ago, watch this Coach Coop thing, because it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all trust me a little more?
I can't wait for June.
Do you trust this program a little more? And, again, it's not Brian's fault, but if this thing was clipped up a little more, you know what the next question was?
Mm-hmm.
You doing any extra recruiting? So, yeah, I talk to Coach Coop every day. Coach Coop every day. Okay. You know what they talk about? Hey, go talk to this dude. Go talk to that dude. See if you can get that dude on campus. When you go to that camp, go holler at him.
I wish I could.
I think you can't put into words how perfect that is.
Listen, I think people are going to be really excited.
Ethan Moore, thank you for asking that question. For saying, are you doing a little? You doing a little extra, you know, extra salesman pitch? I don't know. He said, oh, absolutely. I chat with Coach Coop every day.
I'm just saying there's a couple weeks.
He's giving him targets, Steve.
Oh, I know, and they'll be here in June. There is a couple guys I do believe that guys like Popeye Williams will drive down and be a part of the visit too. And it's just, it's going to be an exciting month, man.
Let me get to this phone line really quick. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, Marcus. I'm thrilled that we have Popeye, but I got to be a bit of a wet blanket question asker. Is the difference between somebody who comes here and somebody who's willing to be another four or five star going to Alabama knowing they're going to have to fight to get to that starting position? Is there a difference between somebody who's satisfied knowing that they're guaranteed the starting spot as opposed to willing to go in and compete against other four and fives for that starting spot?
Doc, I do appreciate the call. You want that one?
I'll start here. You think he's coming in here and starting?
Doc, I will say this. You just heard him. He's going to camps to see competition.
Yeah.
He's literally seeking out the camps because I want reps and I want competition. Does that sound like a guy who's avoiding competition?
Right.
Sounds like a guy who sees the scheme and says, there's going to be a lot of passing in this ACC, mm-hmm. and I think this is going to be perfect for the way I get off the ball. His strength is his quick twitch, and he says it during the interview.
Yeah.
So, Doc, like that, your question, I mean, I guess you could apply that to any
I think you could apply that to any athlete on the planet. Well, I think you could apply that to any school that's not Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, or give me another one, Oklahoma. You know, yeah, sure, you could play that.
I was gonna say Kentucky. I want to know what school said if you're thinking about Kentucky, then
probably Alabama.
You think that it was Alabama?
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, Doc, like that question. Is an attempt at being a wet blanket on something you can apply again? Out of every, if you choose Louisville or if you choose any, like you said, Steve, yeah, you made the point. If you choose any school over Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, you can say the same thing.
Well, and you have to understand too how the recruiting game works too. And I know I tried to say this a little bit too with another local recruit, but you know, of course, Kentucky just pulled them over everybody. No questions. No questions asked. Steve, this was the final five. Period.
Did you hang out, Brian? Still sounds like it's in the back.
Yeah, he's just listening.
Okay.
I have to. No, you can hang it up.
Yeah. Well, I know, but he was off.
Okay. I have to say this. There are schools like Alabama. They offer a lot of people. They wait to take people. So... Again, now I know this, God forbid, I know this wouldn't apply to anybody that Kentucky's offered, but yeah, it is possible that Alabama said, hey, we like you, like your skill set. We're going to offer you a scholarship. We're not taking commitments until September 1st.
Right.
But we're tracking you. You got an offer.
Right.
Yeah, that's how schools like Alabama and Clemson recruit, because they can listen. Louisville saying we've got 10 this year, we can be picky. Alabama's picky with 25. We'll see. What that guy, Tennessee's best defensive player just left Tennessee and went to Alabama. I mean, so it's like, now Alabama's like, there's going to be some 4-star linebackers now that Alabama's going to be like,
we got to transfer.
I think we're good. Yeah. So that's how that game's played.
Point being, prediction to fruition, and it's just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
All is right with the world. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me remind you, people. Let me just do this public service announcement. Help me help you, or do me a favor. If you enjoy listening to Middays with Marcus Maven, if you enjoy Steve, Brian breaking it down for you every day, just do me this one favor. It's free. It doesn't take much time out of your day. It's just good for everybody. I want you to go to Twitter. Okay. And you type in the number one, at the number one, mm-hmm. Coach Coop, mm-hmm. C-O-A-C-H, C-O-O-P. And there's a little button over there that says follow. Follow that coach.
Not to be confused with Cooper Hessen.
No. We're at one Coach Coop. The number one Coach Coop. Follow that one. So I won't have to educate you about everything. So then when we have a conversation, we can talk about it together, and I just won't be schooling y'all, even though I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy bringing the information to you. We can bounce information off each other. So, yeah, do that one for me, and that will help. That'll just help all of us do something. Steve.
He's a monster, man.
Steve.
Yep.
No sports for 1 second.
Okay.
No basketball for 1 second. I need an intervention.
All right.
You know me. It's sometimes it's a joke, Steve, and sometimes it's like somebody. Okay, I'll compare it to this. Brian Hall. I watched Steve Rummage transition from a Corolla and Mustangs to a monster truck, basically. Right, okay. I watched it. Right. Oh, yeah. I've been in the car with Steve whipping around those two-lane highways out in the county while we're going to fight parties, right?
Yeah.
I know how he drives. He drives like the smaller the car, the better, right?
Go-kart.
Yeah, yeah. Steve is definitely a go-kart style driver. You can go ahead and grab that.
Yeah.
So, Steve, I knew with your natural go-kart driving instincts – if you don't have a backup camera on that truck of yours, it's only a matter of time.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But for your own good, you know?
No, that's fair.
Like, listen, I don't give suggestions a lot. Like, oh, you should be doing this. You should be doing that. And everybody should be doing. I don't do that.
Right? I agree.
I let people listen, even with my own son. Like, hey, I can give you some advice every once in a while, but I don't want to coach you through life.
Sure.
You know? But sometimes it just irks me.
No,
right?
I know.
Now, you've been respectful about some habits that I have. And I appreciate you not over-coaching me about it. Like, you might mention it, you know, here and there. You know, you just throw it out there. You can no longer be my friend if you're not going to say, Marcus, if you don't stop buying these cheap-ass iPhone cords.
Oh, man, right.
Marcus, go get yourself a real subscription for television. Marcus, you should not have to be logging in through your – you should not be making your phone a hotspot.
I know.
So you can pirate cable off your television. Like, Marcus, you are putting yourself through so much unnecessary stress by trying to be cheap. Now, I know you know that's a character, I don't want to say flaw, but the same thing that led me to not have a window that rolled all the way up for 8 months.
This is good.
Was
this
the fact that I was too cheap to even think about having somebody look at my window and would have discovered in 2 seconds that my window was just fine. Yep. But my cheapness, that characteristic, that trait in my blood, in my DNA.
Had cardboard up in your window.
I had cardboard in my luxury son, NFL son. Can you imagine if your son purchased you a vehicle, a luxury vehicle?
Yeah.
If your son was in the NFL and he purchased you a luxury vehicle and you had cardboard up in the, I had cardboard. When his season ended and we did our yearly trip to Ruby's, I had to give my car over to a valet who had to look at cardboard over there in the window. It doesn't matter how nice the car is. I'm surprised the valet didn't just say, "We there's a parking lot up the street."
Right.
Right? So, Steve, there has to be like a number, like, Marcus, if it's under $40, you need to spend the money for the upgraded version. Like, we got to come up with some kind of rule and some kind of intervention, Steve.
No, I agree.
Because I bought, of course I needed a new iPhone cable, like everybody, right? And so five cables for $6.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Two 6-foot cables and three 3-foot cables. That's a steal, Steve.
I know.
2 months later, how many of these cables do you think works?
Probably zero. Because I made that transition at some point when I was down in Tennessee. We were at the As Seen on TV store.
And they had the section in Walmart, which I love that section.
Yeah, they had 10-foot cables, and they were only $5. And right. I was like, dude, it's awesome. So I bought like five of them.
You bought five 10-foot iPhone charger cables.
Maybe a month. Maybe got a month out of them. You know, it was like, God, these suck. So now I just go and I buy official iPhone chargers.
Yeah, and just take care of it.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that.
So whenever you see me making a purchase or not making a purchase, just say it to me, Steve. Just say, like I said, I hate reminding you of that rear view camera, that backup camera.
I know.
But I just want to say, but Steve, I need it. Spend the $100.
Backed right into the wall 2 days ago. Just backed right into it.
Did you know about that, Brian?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, just backing in.
Tagged just a little bit.
Nothing bad, but just enough. It's gonna annoy. I'm gonna put a new bumper on it anyway, so I wasn't too worried about it.
But it's still a pain, though.
It was still annoying. Yeah. Especially when you have like a friend who, not saying him with Marcus in this situation, but just in general. Do you ever around somebody that's just telling you, especially if it's a wife?
Oh God!
But like just telling you, you should do this, and it's like as soon as I hit that, I was like, God dang. It's like, I need a backup camera, dude.
Right? No, listen. And here's the thing. That you need to do this person drives me insane. Mm-hmm. So I'm less likely. It's like for every time you tell me I need to do something, adds a month that I'm not going to do it.
I know.
So it's like, and maybe it's like the approach. The preachy approach? No.
Right,
You know, the passive aggressive woman who just kind of says, oh, I was looking at backup cams, you know, say, yeah, you want one? I was thinking about kind of grabbing one for the truck. You want
right.
Me? Maybe that would help me transition out of cheapskate.
I agree.
Because I did, I think it was Albert. I think he hit me up. He was like, dude, I got this, you know, Fire Stick, $10 subscription, blah, blah, blah. You'll be able to get this. And part of my mind was transitioning because I'm, like I said, I'm doing the pirate, hook it up to the TV, and I'm still doing some really immature, irresponsible things that's causing anxiety to my day, right? So I'm trying to transition. So I'm just putting this out there to you and putting it out there to Brian, and I'm putting it out there to everybody who listens to the show. Whenever you see me trying to cheapscape it, it's time to be a little harsher on me.
Yeah.
Like don't make fun of me. Just say, hey, Marcus, I don't want to revisit this situation again where in a month you're complaining about you trying to go cheap and bootleg Fire Stick. And oh, I got the Fire Stone, not the Fire Stick. it's better than it's the new Fire Stick, and the Fire Stick costs $10, but the Fire Stone's only $3.
The Fire Stone.
So I'm gonna get the Fire Stone TV thing. Let me get to the phone line before I drive it right crazy. Chris, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus. Baby, fire away, my man.
What's up, Mamie Rummage?
What's up, man?
Feeling good.
Hey, my wife tells me all the time, I'll see something, I'm like, I'm going to wait for it to go on sale. And she goes, you know it's going to be gone by the time you go back and look at it. But I can save $5. Hey, Rummage, I'm really disappointed in you, man.
I'm listening.
You told us all about the softball game, but you didn't tell me nothing about your gear. How'd you look, man?
Good call. Man, I looked.
Because the gear is important to Rummage.
Yeah, I looked good, man. For one, I had I went and I got the new red Adidas batting gloves. I had my
Of course you did, Chris.
Right. I had my brand new Adidas white cleats, football. I play in football cleats. Straight from the team. I'm just throwing that out there, straight from the team. You know the ones Lamar had on the front of the Sports Illustrated. Yes, sir, I look clean. Yeah, I look clean.
Yeah, don't tell us about you getting ran. Tell us how you look, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go play golf right now. I got my bag. I got my UofL bag. When I pull up on the first tee, they're gonna be like, "That dude can play." And then they're gonna see me hit, and they're gonna be like, "He can't play."
No, but again, look good, feel good, play good. That's the start.
Right. Now here's the big thing. I think you guys were talking about Popeye, and you were talking about Alabama. The hottest football team in the tri-area right now is the University of Indiana. Their coach is amazing. He's doing amazing things there. And for for us to go take a kid out of their backyard who's that good, who a university is playing that well, and he came to us, that's the big thing. Alabama, they're always everywhere, but we took a kid out of Indiana's backyard, and they are as hot as they can possibly be right now. So our coaching staff is doing its thing. I'll get up and I'll listen to you.
Listen, I appreciate the call, Chris. I mean, it can be, like, again, it can be spun to avoiding competition from Alabama. Or it can be spun to...
But again, anybody that knows how the recruiting game kind of works.
Right. It can be spun to, can you get into the finish line?
Mm-hmm. Because
that's the only place you can go outside of complimenting. Hey, maybe this new coach, maybe some recruiting, maybe there's some relationships, maybe there's some ties.
Just trust me when I say I would sit back and kick my feet up and watch recruiting take shape. Somebody said, how many ShamWows do you have?
ShamWow. I remember the ShamWow.
The
ShamWows is like soaked up like tons and tons of water.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it was like for like cars and stuff. I bought two 10-foot chargers from Walmart, $9 each. One lasted about a month. The other lasted 2 days. I told my wife recently to stop buying cheap stuff from Amazon for our $400,000 house. It went as well. It went as well as expected. That's funny.
That is hilarious. It's time. I mean, I'm not going to be, put it this way, I'm not going to be happy about this. I will let y'all know. Listen, I will not be happy about, man, I went to Walmart the other day and I was looking for a salt and pepper grinder.
Okay.
And it was like $15. I was like, what? I'm not paying $15 for a salt and pepper grinder. Just take one from Applebee's.
Right? That's my dad, man. My dad will take a steak knife. My dad will take a good steak knife. That's why I'm like, dude, we're never going to Ruby's, because you know how those steak knives at Ruby's, they got those like
logo
steel, in there, those steel handles. Dude, my dad will drop a steak knife in a to-go box like that. And I'm like, bro.
You know, my girlfriend does the same thing at the Chinese restaurants. The egg drop soup, the spoons, the special spoons.
Oh yeah,
she'll
throw really?
In her purse and take them home.
I'm like, I didn't know I worked through a bunch of kleptos. I was just joking.
I'm like, Dad. You know, he'll be like, what? I forgot.
Good night.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's not okay.
No, you didn't, Dad. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not all right, man. You can't take the steak knives home, man. So like, yeah, it's I was like, just ask him if you can buy one or something. Like, goodness gracious. He did do well, though. We went down. We went on a trip a couple.
Are you to the point where you're eyeballing him to see?
Yeah, because we went. He talked all week. Man, his pillows are nice. Pillows are nice. Pillows are nice. I was like, all right. I said, Dad, for the love of God, go ask. Like, just go ask. Like, you know, my dad's not a rich man, but he works really hard. They live okay.
But it's just like me. You don't want to pay for it.
And I was like, Dad, just go ask him if you can buy a pillow. He went down there and he was like, all right. So he asked, because I knew what was happening. He was going to take a pillow home. I said, because here's the thing. I told him, because see, dad's kind of new with credit cards or debit cards and stuff. So he's like, because my dad was full cash, you know, look, they ain't taking my money, blah, blah, blah. So
the pandemic forced him to go digital with his stuff too?
More than he wanted to. Oh, trust me, he's still got a box. And you find a dead body before you find that thing.
Go figure.
But he said, he was like, listen, because I told him, I said, if you take that, Dad, they're going to charge you for it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So he went down and asked them. They were like, actually, yeah, you know, if you like the pillows, they're like $25 or whatever. So he's like, all right, we'll take one home. I was like, God, see how it's like
the person that worked at the hotel desk probably just pocketed the $25.
yeah. What? And hit him for a charge.
Dream. Yeah. Dream Hotel in Nashville.
Yep.
I went there. They had a blanket. They had a weighted blanket, right? Yes, I should have left out the detail. They had a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
That I was like,
you alone? You just went to Dream Nashville by yourself and sat around?
Now listen, they have really good food, Steve, in their
fair enough. We'll leave it at that.
They have a nice little club scene. Yeah, so Dream Hotel in Nashville. It's kind of swanky, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's nice. It's beautiful. You told me about it when we were down in Nashville. We went by and checked out.
Nice. So, rooms are kind of small, but beds are really, really comfortable.
Right. To sleep on by yourself.
They're firm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beds are really firm. Yeah. So, it's important for me. So, they had these weighted blankets, Steve. I was dying because I wanted this one so bad. Listen, that was one of those transitions into, okay, Marcus, that was a mature decision just to say, no, I don't care what, you know what I'm saying, what the situation is. And for some reason, I think there was like an extra one on the chair or something. I was like, oh, my God. But yeah. I end up leaving it, and they would have probably charged me an arm and a leg.
Oh, no, they will. But a lot of your nicer hotels, though, man, you go in, and they'll have a price list. Like, hey, if you want to take something home, you know, it's what it's going to be.
They have some good robes, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm a robe guy at the place. I may or may not have had nights drinking, end up with a trip to a pizza place, snatching the cheese and the red pepper shakers.
Oh.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I don't want anybody confessing any felonies.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Hypothetically, some college kids played on a basketball team, right?
Okay.
Let's just say, hypothetically, road trip, you get one of them heavy-duty super steam irons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say there was basically a... This is when they first started kind of cracking down on
for like suits. You're right. Is what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Just a heavy steamer iron, just like the big dog irons. It was one of those. Everybody had to stay near their doors and be the last one to leave the floor, because if somebody left their door open, it was going to be your iron that came up missing.
Mm-hmm.
So coach was going to be like, Rummage, yeah. you take your iron from. You know the Western New Orleans.
Yeah.
No, coach, I put mine back.
Yeah. Yeah. But somebody did.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you would have, like, somebody, one of your teammates would have left their iron in their room.
Mm-hmm.
And got yours.
That's a brilliant brilliant thing.
Because yeah, you were gonna catch that charge, Steven.
That's a brilliant move. This is terrible.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, no more felony talk. Okay, so is there any other things we missed in general? DeAndre Davis was awesome. I repotted I had two pothos plants, and I repotted them as one.
Ah.
So I got to order a totem. If anybody knows where I can get a 40 to 46 inch totem for my plants, please let me know. Also, what else am I looking for? I'm gonna shamelessly plug. I think that's about it.
Okay, well, some things have changed. So let me remind people. You know, we've been telling you a lot about UPS jobs and what they've been doing.
Indeed.
But to address the competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS will offer a retention bonus and attendance bonus to 2021. And UPS jobs has added more new bonuses, starting pay is $14.50 per hour. Now check this out, it's a little different. Employees on select shifts will receive an additional $300 in weekly bonuses, plus $125 for working Sundays. So you could bank a total of $425 if you work Sunday through Thursday. That's on top of your check.
Bang.
That's pretty good. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. Visit upsjobsky.com. For more information, let's go get some of that wings on.
Let's go get some of that wings on, Brian Hall. Do your thing in there. Check us on now. Sign us out. Send us home.
By the way, keep playing out. You're good. Sounds like in the next 24 hours, we're going to be able to put the McMaine smokestack out. Kind of threw that out there a couple nights ago on the YouTube. So now that's becoming a little more out there.
Past the mandatory Kentucky period of a job being open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't foresee any last minute upsets in the race to the assistant coach finish line, which makes me feel much, much better. And then we can start talking about how he's going to absolutely dominate the practices. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Of course, the YouTube channel is made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maybe on 939 The Ville.